Love one another. What does that look like? Anybody know? You got like, no, you don't have to hazard a guess yet. From the context of this week's Bible reading, it is not about romance. You got that. It is about a mutual affection and a genuine respect, a friendship. And it is about the kind of love that makes a person willing to give up their life for somebody else. That's all in there today. Because the command from Jesus is not just love one another, although that's the title of the sermon, but it's love one another as I have loved you. So what does that look like? Love one another. Let me give you a thought that came this week from some people I was talking to. And then guess what? You get a chance to guess. What does that look like? And I'm going to press it. You're going to say something really, really kind of general. And then I'm going to ask you to get more and more specific. You're going to be afraid to say something general, aren't you? No, you're not. Just, we'll let the congregation sort of brainstorm this. Here's from First Congregational Church in DeKalb. Here's an idea that one of the members had and brought it to one of the pastors. The person is eligible to receive one of the $250 stimulus checks to Social Security recipients. And he said, I'm going to give half of it to, and I forgot what the project was, but it was a charity project that the church was supporting. And it's one of the ministries that reaches out to people on the margins in DeKalb County. And I'm going to encourage other folks I know to do the same. He kind of went further saying, like, I know that some people that are getting this really need it, but I'm kind of okay and I'm getting this, so I'm going to give at least half, maybe more. And I know there's other people that are getting by just fine, and so I'm going to suggest that they give it too. That's love one another kind of in a specific thing. He's got something, and he's giving it away and encouraging others to do it too. So, jump up right there. What does love one another look like? Yes. Okay, so helping one another. All right, Anne. Helping one another how? Okay, so helping one another through good works. Now let's make it even more specific. What good works? Helping Jamie in the kitchen, your rehab nurse. And what are you going to do to help Jamie in the kitchen, your rehab nurse?
I take out garbage.
Taking out the garbage because Jamie needs help doing that.
I help garbage. I'm a dishwasher and I help with meat.
Okay, so real specific. Helping Jamie in the kitchen by taking out the garbage, loading the dishwasher, and helping with the meal. That's specific. Love in action. Love one another. And that's what it looks like. What else? And helping with, she helps you with your laundry?
Yeah.
So she kind of does it. It's like this thing that goes back and forth. So there's love one another in action. What else? Some else. What else does love one another look like?
Helping Madeline in the garden.
And be more specific. Helping Madeline how in the garden?
Planting or weeding.
Weeding especially, because Madeline has already said that her experience with weeds, she's really good at growing weeds, aren't you? You're really good at that. So real specific, helping Madeline weed the garden. There's love one another in action. Someone else said something. Yes, Anne?
Giving to the food pantry.
And giving what to the food pantry?
Don't
have a garden. But okay, but there's two ways that we support the food pantry. One is with gifts of food, but the food pantry has told us many times before that financial gifts are really helpful to them, especially because they can buy stuff from the Northern Illinois Food Bank at less than we can get it, and they get specific things in quantity so that when people come through, there isn't just one kind of corn or just one can of corn and one can of lima beans or whatever. It's like 20 things of peanut butter or 40 things of this. And so financial gifts to our sharing pantry, that's love one another in action. Love one another. That's what it looks like. Yes, Madeline.
Taking
food to the shut-ins. Give us more specifics.
Well, the outreach committee.
The outreach committee. And also the Meals on Wheels part that we have here. When we do Meals on Wheels, Jenny, you deliver for Meals on Wheels. Does anyone else? Madeline, you deliver for Meals on Wheels. And that is And Bev, delivering Meals on Wheels to people that don't get out or people who can't get out and delivering those meals there. Yes, Jean. Oh, you help John when he wants to eat. You cut the meat for him so that he doesn't have to be in danger of cutting himself while he's doing that. And so Jean helps you, doesn't she? That's love one another in action. What else? Tammy? Shoveling your neighbor's walk. When? No, but when? Not in the summer. Yeah, in the wintertime. In the wintertime, the walk gets covered with snow, and boy, we had some significant precipitation when we didn't expect it this year, and shoveling it just like that, a great thing, very specific, love one another in action. Yes, Ruth. Listening to people. Now let's go more specific on that one. I don't want to go more specific as in give me the situation, but... Something is weighing somebody down, and they need a listening ear. And so we spend time listening and paying attention to that instead of saying, they're there, now, my, with a pat on the back, which is not a bad thing, but listening to people specifically. That's love one another in action. What else?
Being a donor.
Being a donor. And donating what?
Blood.
Donating blood, organs, things like that. There was, any of you watched that TV show 30 Rock? It was on this week, and they did a really kind of a funny send-off of this because Jack Donaghy, who is one of the main characters in the show, has found his real father, and his real father is very excited because now he has a blood relative and he needs a kidney. But we find out that Jack is not a suitable donor, and he didn't want to be anyway, but he calls in all of his favors of all of his show business friends and creates one of those songs that celebrities do, like We Are the World, only it was called Give a Kidney. It was just one song for one kidney, just for his dad. And so it was, you know, it's a parody send-off, and it was funny and calling in favors, and one of the artists was getting paid, and the song wasn't that good, but it was cute. But they hooked up with the real charity, the Kidney Foundation, as they're raising awareness about this through the comedy, and all the sales from people buying the song for fun are going to the Kidney Foundation. There's love in action, not necessarily a religious kind of a thing, and religion doesn't have to be part of it. I mean, true religion is caring for the widows and the orphans and love one another in action, isn't it? And so here's comedy that's helping to fund something. So being a donor specifically, and then... Or buying the song, right? No. What else? What else? Love one another in action. Yes. Getting transportation to people who aren't driving. Coming to church. Going to the store. Getting out for whatever reason. By the way, Gene, I saw some people digging in front of your house today. That was the city, or were you having something cool done? Just the city working on something? Because it looked like a rock garden being built. Oh, it wasn't. Okay. But driving people around, especially when they can't make it around. Yes, Bev.
Offering prayers
for people who are in need of whatever it is. Yeah, and you know, I talked about this, maybe 12 weeks ago. Because we pray, and it's important that we pray, because I know God hears every one of our prayers. But here was the line from a song that someone I know wrote. It was, we pray that people will be helped. We pray for justice in the world. And then the line comes back and says, God just might ask the same of you. So when we pray, sometimes Roger's good at it. Now, Roger's not here today, but he likes this line. He says, our prayers need to have legs, too. When we pray that someone can be helped, we have the ability to help, don't we? We don't have the ability to make miracles, but we have the ability to make a difference. So pray and give our prayers legs too. What else? Yes, Madeline.
Going green,
recycling. Okay, let's be more specific. Garden, yeah. Some things that we came up with in the Wednesday nights. Right, it's a hard process. Just getting recycling bins for the different parks because the recycling companies don't pick it up often enough and caring for that. But what else? Some things that you do like locally, or not locally, but in your home or at the church. Real specific. Recycling our papers at the school?
My recycling
There you go. Some things that that we have moved toward in the church is having for coffee hour using coffee mugs and trying to get away from the styrofoam when we get rid of all the styrofoam there. We do have the little cups for the cookies and pop, which we tried to find a greener alternative to that, and we haven't found one because we don't have those little tiny cups. And the recycled ones with the plastic, the ones that we could recycle there, were spilly more than anything else. So we haven't figured that particular part out. But finding ways. I just bought a book called Echo Faith, and it's about creating green congregations. And so we're moving along that process right there. What else? Yes? Habitat for Humanity. And be more specific on that one. Love one another with Habitat for Humanity and going to a project where a house is being put up and helping to build, helping to paint, anything like that. Brian, I know that you've been really involved with Habitat for Humanity, the Ottawa chapter, and there's a DeKalb County chapter too. So we've got opportunities to go as a congregation, to go as individuals for that. Yes, Anne. Sunshine Band goes out and delivers flowers, especially at Easter time and at Christmas time, lilies and plants there to members in our congregation who are over 90, and just delivering a little bit of joy in that. Oh, and for their birthdays. Okay, so another part there on their birthdays, celebrating 90 years old. Wow. And over. For a lot of years, yeah. What else? Love one another in action. From the $100 seats, I've been ignoring you, I'm sorry. Any ideas? Yes, Delis. Visit your friends while you can still visit them. Wow, and that's kind of a scary thought too. But when we have opportunities to talk to our friends, we can, you know, some people we talk to all the time and other people we lose touch of over time. Some people we may even be estranged from. There's no better time than today to reach out to somebody and say hello. Yeah. Yeah, and timing like that, I mean, it's sad, too. Delis was talking about one of Connie's friends who, Connie said, oh, I got to go and I got to get to see her, and then she passed away very suddenly. And so that's... There's no wrong time to give a call to say hello, is there? Any others? Love one another in action. Yeah. The crop walk happens in October. That's giving legs to our love by walking as a community. We walk because people all across the country walk. They may walk a mile or two just to get water. But we raise funds to help people build sustainable communities. Yes. Wow, walk for a cure, breast cancer walks, muscular dystrophy, and all of these things that raise awareness when we get involved with them, and then if we're not involved directly with them by donating to the cause so that those organizations can do better to finding a cure, to reaching out to people that are in the midst of disease and finding ways for them to be comforted and symptoms removed and things like that. What else? Love one another in action. Yeah. Global. Yeah, and this one came into the forefront just recently with, of all people, Ashton Kutcher, the movie star. Heard of Ashton Kutcher, the movie star? There was a big thing with that website, Twitter, and he said, if I'm the first one to a million followers, I'm going to give 10,000 mosquito nets to people so that the incidence of malaria will be much lower and these people will be safe, you know, people that get the nets. And then other celebrities jumped on board, and it's nothing. I mean, the money is nothing, but the awareness being raised for that and other people donating to it. And so kudos to Mr. Kutcher and to Oprah and to all these people that were involved with that. And and raising funds and raising awareness about something that's small. I read just this week a website called Water is Life. You ever heard of Water is Life? Not a super new technology, but a pretty new technology, and it's a stopgap on the way to getting communities with sustainable water, with sand filters, and you know, so that the wells can have clean water. But it's a straw about that big around, and it has activated carbon filters and other filters that remove things down to like 15 microns, and also remove cholera and a whole bunch of things. And it will filter, just through sucking through it, about 3 liters of water a day for a year, or over the course of a year. So, and that's more than most people that live in water areas where water is not available, than they get. So it just, they demonstrated it with two college kids drinking out of a toilet, you know, so that was, it was a clean toilet, by the way. But, so water filter, waterislife.org, I think was a company. I don't know much more about it, but you can donate $10 to this, and that's one of these filters. And obviously the hope is to get more and more and more so that at least one village can have enough of that. But that, you know, we have the technology to do love one another in action with sustainable water. And water is life. If you don't have, you can go a couple of days without water. On the third day, that's it. And we can go a lot longer without food, can't we? So many different possibilities from the same church in DeKalb. Here's one. They had a plant sale last week, and all the proceeds go to Safe Passage and another ministry, and I forgot what one that was. But lots of the plants for sale were the standard flats, and then they also had people from the church donate plants from their garden and bring them in there. And then when folks came and were buying plants, and they found out that this plant sale, this fundraiser, wasn't just, you know, to raise money. It was for Safe Passage and this other organization. When they found out that all the proceeds were going to that, they went to their gardens and they dug up all kinds of little bits and they donated to the sale so that more plants were sold. And the profit from that sale was $4,200 based on just people going out and doing it. That's after all the plants were paid for and everything like that. $4,200. Here's some others, some specific ones. Sponsor a Child. We've heard from Compassion International. The United Church of Christ has a Sponsor a Child website. It's like ucc.org/child-sponsorship. I've got these on papers outside the office that you can look at and also be on the website. The United Church of Christ Mental Illness Network. One of our pastor emeritus, Bob Dell. You know Bob Dell, anybody? Pete, you know that guy? Bob Dell is going to be preaching here next week. It's Mental Illness Awareness Month, and he's going to be talking about mental illness and ministry in churches and how this is one of the areas where churches have still not quite figured out how to get this right. So Bob will be talking about that, but getting involved with the Mental Illness Network. Disasters Network of the United Church of Christ. Echo Justice, we talked about. Healthcare Justice. This is a political hot button issue, but wouldn't it be great if we could figure out a way to agree on a way that when people are sick, they could go to the hospital and not have to go bankrupt to do it? So many possibilities. So let me close with some words from a decidedly non-Christian person. And I said before that doing good in the name of God or doing good that God loves isn't limited to people who are Christian. It's not limited at all to that. As Christians, we got to be in the forefront of doing good, of loving one another, but we can be examples to people of all faiths about this reality, about this necessity of loving one another. The Dalai Lama, the current Dalai Lama of the 21st century, said this: because we all share this planet Earth, we have to live in harmony and peace with each other and with nature. That is not just a dream, but a necessity. We are dependent on each other in so many ways that we can no longer live in isolated communities and ignore what is happening outside those communities. Jesus said it best when he said to his disciples, I'm giving you a new commandment, that you love one another. Let's pray.
We know, O God, that you call us to love you and to love each other. And we know that Jesus' commandment, his root commandment to those disciples, was to love one another. Help us to live that out. Help us to live it out in true friendship, and being willing to give up things so that others may have. Help us to take these suggestions, help us to take these ideas to heart and reach out to a world that calls us, a world that says we're in need of that love. Help us to reach out in Jesus' name to love one another. Amen.